This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. People have been waiting patiently. We start things out with Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, good evening, boys. Anyway, there's something I want to let y'all know. I was talking to some of the Democratic representatives. They don't even want Hillary in office, or, you know, they don't want her, period.
Why is that?
Sure.
Because I sent them some information I had on her.
Oh, so it wasn't until you sent them the information that they decided?
They didn't know she was a communist.
Communist?
You've got to be kidding.
Does she have
no, they didn't. Anyway, I sent them, well, there's more to it than that, but anyway, I sent everything I had and faxed it to them.
Isn't she a house from the House of David?
No.
No, she's not? Where's
Bill
she from?
Is.
What's that?
Bill is.
Bill is? Hillary's some kind of, like, outhouse?
Where is she from, Paula? You seem to know all this.
She's, from what I understand, she's, her family's Jewish, as far as I know.
Really? Rodham?
That's what I heard.
Know.
I mean, I'm not, what do I know? I don't know for sure, but, see, Gore and Bill and GW, I mean, they're all family.
So David wasn't Jewish, King David?
No, we're Celtic line.
Okay.
You look confused, Mark.
There's a difference between the Jews and the Israelites. We're the Celtic.
Now, Mark, you went to the Christian school, so what's all this mean? I don't understand.
Well, I just thought the Jews were and Israelites were the same thing. What did I know?
No.
Well, you just got a schooling from Paula.
There
Paula,
you go.
What else is on your mind tonight?
You can get on ancientmanuscripts.com, and you get all the information.
There you
okay?
go. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I thought you didn't have internet access.
Huh?
I thought you didn't have internet access.
I don't, but I mean, I have, you know, my I got
She's
family
connected.
Right around here, right next door. So I mean, we get information. I mean, I knew about. I mean, I've already got some stuff off, you know, from him.
Hmm.
But he's from the family too, and he's got all the information. You need to get all this, because I mean, it's going to wake you up.
I see.
I mean, there's a lot that people haven't been told.
I don't know. I kind of like being asleep. Thanks for the call,
like
Paula.
The House
Appreciate
of
it. 800-259-9231.
I have heard rumors that Clinton might have been kind of like involved with Marxism in college, but then again, a lot of people who went to school in the 60s were, and I have no confirmation of that. But you know,
I was involved in it in high school.
You were a communist?
Yeah, I would have called myself an anarcho-communist, yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people would have, but I don't know. Clinton is a socialist. I mean, we know that much just from what she advocates openly, so it really shouldn't come as much of a surprise that she has kind of a leftist.
No big surprise to think that she thinks that government can solve people's problems.
Hey, by the way, as an aside about Paula, one of our listeners posted in the Free Talk Live BBS recently that he was watching C-SPAN. And you know how they have those call-in shows from time to time on C-SPAN? Guess who called into C-SPAN?
Awesome. she's parlaying her influence into even as far as C-SPAN.
Yeah. So I wished it was unfortunate they didn't have their digital recorder running at the time, so no one was actually able to play back the call for us. But apparently,
did she say hey hun when she called in?
I don't know.
That would have been great.
Sure. But apparently she does make the rounds. So I thought I'd let you know.
She's working hard for liberty.
Be listening
doing
for
her
Paula.
Thing.
When you're watching C-SPAN, if you actually watch C-SPAN. Why he was watching it, I'm not sure. 800-259-9231. I guess from time to time they'll put, like, Ron Paul on.
They had him on a few days ago. I did see him on there for, like, half an hour.
Speaking about Ron Paul, I know you guys have been looking at the results all night long, and nothing's really been going on, so maybe we'll hold off on analyzing those until the very last segment. That way we can get as much of a return as possible on the Super Tuesday states here. But we continue with your phone calls in the meantime to Bradley in Canada. Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Bradley. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to your comments on Microsoft, and I just want to, and people kind of overestimate their monopoly power quite a bit.
Yeah.
one thing, their new Vista operating system hasn't been nearly as popular as they would like, and a lot of companies will allow you to install the older version, the XP, instead of the Vista when you buy a new PC.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Microsoft probably doesn't want that to happen.
Oh, no. Originally, you couldn't do that, but then so many people complained about Vista that they started, like, you can get Dells and stuff with
So because of consumer demand, because consumers were so ticked about Vista for whatever reason, the Microsoft was, they bent to their demands.
You know, I liked 3.1. I wish we'd go back to that.
Well, I actually personally know people who took their pretty much brand new laptop and took Vista off and put XP on. Yeah, I know a couple of people who've done it, and I'm glad I got one with XP before Vista came out, because I've used Vista and I wasn't really crazy about it.
What is it that people aren't liking about it? I've never had the chance to touch it.
I've just heard I've heard it has problems as far as like glitches and things go wrong. I think part of it was a new operating system, so people just blamed the operating system when maybe it was operator error or they just weren't comfortable with it. But I just didn't feel that I could use it all that well. I mean, I'm fine with tab browsing and all that. I just didn't like it, and it had too many bells and whistles. It was almost just confusing. I like a straightforward operating system. So I'd much rather use XP than Vista. It's just a matter of personal preference. I couldn't really tell you exactly why I don't like Vista.
I've heard it's very pretty, and Bradley, I'd love your thoughts. Have you had the chance to use it?
A little bit. It's got some visual bells and whistles and that sort of thing. But the biggest thing that I've heard is that people have just had compatibility issues with it, especially if they've had to use it with older hardware or other computers, like if they got computer that's got XP and they got a computer that's good Vista, they don't always work together real well. And Microsoft was always really good about that. You know, you could run really old software and really old hardware on any Microsoft operating system and it would work. And then Vista came out and all of a sudden that wasn't the case, so people were kind of upset about that.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me at all. Things have to work on the computer. I don't really care how good it looks.
Right, backward compatibility is very important, especially a legacy compatibility is important in the computing world, so I wonder why.
And it was weird because Microsoft was always really good at that. Like, that was a big thing with them.
Yeah, well, that's how things change. You know, they drop the ball, somebody else comes in to the marketplace, picks it up, and satisfies the customers that were unsatisfied.
It's any given Sunday. We saw in the Super Bowl, the Patriots were expected to win, and they didn't. They had a perfect season. They were the big boys. You would have said they had a monopoly, but in fact, they dropped the ball. Well, I don't know if they dropped the ball too many times, but they did not score enough, and they didn't win.
People tend to trail off right at their peak. They reach what they feel they're at a peak, and they kind of plateau because they don't have to do any more work to stay on top, or they don't feel that way.
Right. If I had a yacht and a Learjet, I'm probably done working.
You get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the new guy who's trying to work his way up, or the new company, they're hungry, and they're going to do whatever they have to do to beat you out and draw off at least some of your business.
Again, Microsoft's days might be numbered. They might have, they might be on their decline. Bradley, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Continuing, let's talk to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind?
I don't know. Do you guys have the Zipcar company by you where you can rent out a car by the hour on a monthly plan?
No.
That's news to me.
Sounds like a good idea.
I guess it's just in some of the bigger cities. The problem I'm seeing right now with them, people enjoy the service because when you live in a city, you don't always have the ability to have a car. So you can use the car, say a couple hours a month when you pay for it. The thing that's happening here is that they're getting, assigned parking spots on the street, not even in front of, their buildings, just, random places on the street. There are certain parking spots designated only for Zipcar.
Really?
And it seems like way too much integration between, business and government, because those are parking spots that essentially my tax dollars are paying for the roads, and now I can't use it.
Right, you can't use that that particular parking space any longer because it's only reserved for Zipcar.
Right, now Zipcar is only one company, right? There's not a bunch of people offering that service.
It's just one company does it.
Ooh, that's definitely collusion. That's nasty little case of corporatism there.
Yeah, I mean, there's not enough parking spots as it is around the city. Then they go and cut off, two spots each block sometimes.
Right, so if somebody's not there using their Zip card, then there's two spots that are open and no one else can use them.
Exactly. It's very frustrating for me.
Right. Now you've got handicap parking there, which I'm sure those people need it. Then some stores I've seen mothers with children parking, and then you're going to have Zipcar parking pretty soon.
Right.
Oh, that's regular folks aren't going to be able to park anywhere.
They're parking out back.
Yeah, I don't think they enforce the mother thing too often.
No, I don't think so either.
Not that I park there, but I...
But you park there, and then you get out, and you feel like people are staring at you.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Usually the mothers with child thing, at least from what I've seen, is in a private parking lot.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not saying that there's no reason that they're not able to do it. I'm just saying that it's getting to be so that between that and law enforcement parking only and la la la, every parking spot's got a contract attached to it.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, it is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You can, indeed, some of those features include, by the way, the updates. So if you get signed up, we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. Going to your phone calls, it is Angel in California. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Angel. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man. I don't know if the Patriots ran out of gas or they ran out of film. But speaking of gas, guys, I'm just updating you. I think my drama is coming to an end here with my whole driver's license deal. I do have a license in my possession now.
That's good news.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
you've spent how long on this? Because what happened, as I recall, was the state of California, they had an issue with something that I guess you had done back when you lived in a different state. Was it North Carolina or something?
That's right. Hey, you have a great memory. Yeah,
you,
North Carolina.
It's okay. Oh. Sometimes it's good. It depends on what the issue is. But anyway, you had come back, or California had gotten wind from North Carolina that you hadn't completed some class. You actually had completed, but for whatever reason, the bureaucrats didn't notate it correctly, and that created this just cavalcade of problems that prevented you from being able to drive, and it was just an absolute mess. You had to go to some class and pay hundreds of dollars in fines, all to correct an error that the bureaucrats originally made several years ago.
That's right. You know, it's the whole problem driver pointer system, the PDPS. I think my whole fear is that a lot of military people are going to come across this because I think the ball was dropped with more than just myself, you know. And
what makes you think military people are going to come across it?
Well, because I think the military folks, I don't know, the office people there just don't follow through sometimes, and that's how I got into the whole predicament. I gave my paperwork to my commanding officers, and they passed it along to where they were supposed to go. And my mistake was not making copies of it at that time. Up to about $1,000 later, and several months, October 12th was when I was supposed to renew my license. And I just got it, like, last week. So I think I'm in the clear, and then today I get a call from the company I was dealing with in North Carolina who says that... Well, you know, now the military has an issue with the whole license deal.
What?
Oh, man. I said, so, you know what? I have my license. What do you mean they have an issue now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, was it in, did you get arrested on a military base in Onslow County? I said, yes. Well, now they need to see some paperwork and, oh, man. So
Why do they need to see paperwork? Are you still active with them?
No, I'm not active. I've been out. Since 96 is when I got out of the Marines. And
what?
I don't understand it. I'm like, so what are you saying to me, lady? I don't know what you're saying. What do they want me to do now? Want me to re-enlist or something? I just don't understand. But, you know, I have my license in my pocket. You can't take that from me right now.
Yeah, possession
what do you
is
want?
Not a tenth of the law, they say.
Yeah, so.
So they want you to jump through some hoops, and if you don't, what's the threat?
I don't know. She wouldn't explain to me. Exactly. Probably I asked her, well, what do you need some more money from me? And then you're going to find out. She said, no, I'm not going to. We don't need no more money, but we need to find out what the military wants to do now. I'm like, oh, jeez. You guys are the government. They're the government. Freaking handle it with your integrated computer systems, you know?
They obviously aren't
that integrated. Talk to each other.
What a mess. I'm sorry they had to go through all that, but you're not the only one. You know, there are so many people out there. Julia and I were out and about the other day, and we overheard some people talking about how they've got, you know, their inspections coming up, and they might not pass inspection. And I thought to myself, I just wonder how many people that live in these states where they require automobiles to be inspected by the state, how many people have their lives revolving around getting their vehicle inspected correctly? Like somebody driving an old beater that might not necessarily pass inspection, that might not necessarily have a lot of money, which is why they're driving the beater in the first place.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know,
81 Buick, you know, they got to run that thing through smog, and this, oh, California is so hard.
Oh, California is the worst of the worst.
I start sweating, you know, when I see that. Like, once you get that accomplished, oh, I know I'm good for 2 years before I have to go get the smog and all that again. But the months leading up to it is really stressful, man.
Now,
you never know what's going to happen.
California's had this smog protection stuff on vehicles since the 70s, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have they gotten rid of the smog yet?
No. Luckily, I live in
what
the Inland Empire.
What the hell are they doing?
It all filters into the inland here.
Yeah, it's just a big scam. Thanks for the call tonight, Angel. Appreciate hearing from you as always and the update as well. 800-259-9231. The inspection deals are just a scam to drive money to the auto dealers, to the repair shops.
Oh, body shops love it. I mean, they've gotten stricter in New Hampshire over the last few years. A lot of the requirements about rust spots, even a small visible rust spot that doesn't affect the structure of the car.
Yeah, why should that matter?
Rust holes are now a problem. Oh, well, it's not pretty, so who's going to argue that, people should drive around
rust buckets? Well, I'll argue it. The poor people can't necessarily afford a new car.
I understand you'll argue it, Mark, but that gets enough people on their side who don't want to make that argument because they feel they're arguing for people driving rust buckets.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. They edge it along, so they take the...
That's how it's always done with government.
They always take the things that are a little bit unfavorable with a lot of people, and that's the first
thing. Here's what I don't understand with these inspections is Florida has none. Your vehicle does not have to be inspected.
Ever.
You would think that the highways would be littered with derelict vehicles all over Florida.
Right.
But in fact, I've moved from Sarasota, Florida to Keene, New Hampshire, and I can tell you I've seen a lot more rust buckets up here, and I've seen a lot fewer Lexuses up here. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's just a scam. I mean, is it every year up here, Nick, or is it every other
year? It's every year.
Oh, gosh.
Mine's coming up in March.
Yeah, so. See, I don't even know this, because I haven't bothered with the whole registering
deal. If you drive a vehicle that's considered an antique, you don't have to do it, right?
It
encourages people to drive dangerous vehicles like antiques that don't have ABS and airbags.
Seatbelts.
Right. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at getting an antique, and one of the reasons that I'm looking at doing it is because I don't have to pay their registration fees that they have, these exorbitant fees that are essentially tax on people that want nice cars, and then, because it's progressive, in Florida it's the same for every vehicle, and then I don't want to have to go get their inspections and jump through all their hoops.
I agree with you that the major argument I hear for inspections up here, if you argue with people about why you shouldn't have to get one, it's not that they think cars will be breaking down. It's a safety issue because people are going
to... I'm telling you that they're actually making it unsafe. They're incentivizing people to drive old vehicles.
That's probably partly true. I don't know if people around here drive old vehicles just because...
And they're making it so poor people have more trouble getting to work and earning money.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm saying is that if we didn't have inspections, we wouldn't have a bunch of car wrecks. I'm sure you didn't have that many down in Florida because people fix the things they need to drive safely. You're not going to drive around with no brakes. Even a fairly irresponsible person's not going to do that.
Sometimes they drive around with rust, but so what? It's their problem.
And a lot of places, when you're going in just for a regular oil change, will do a multi-point inspection to make sure that you're okay with your brakes, to make sure that there's nothing critical that's going to go wrong, because they want you alive. The automotive shops...
And they want to sell you brake work.
Right, they want you to come back and do more business with them. More on the way. You can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. If you've got an inspection hell story, share it with us.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company, and you can do it in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
And continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Jonathan in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's great. What's on your mind?
I overheard you guys talking about the Microsoft monopoly. It's been going on for quite a few years now.
Well, people allege that it's a monopoly, but it's definitely not.
Well, actually, what I was doing is calling. I overheard the guy was having trouble with the networking between Vista and XP. And I had a quick tip for him. If he went to Microsoft.com to support and then downloads, he can download the, it's called the LTP topology display, and it will fix that issue for him.
I know that Microsoft is expecting to release a service pack soon for Vista, which is supposed to fix a bunch of the problems. But
what he was really pointing out was that people, that consumers were having problems with Vista,
right,
and not that he was, in fact, having the problems. Yes,
right,
there's probably solutions out there, but what you've got to do is look at a guy like me who really doesn't know what the hell he's doing on a computer, and then I'm supposed to go get a service pack, and then we'll do what with it, and that guy, you know.
Yeah.
Once somebody talks about a service pack, I hand my laptop to Ian.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
that is true.
That's how many people want to solve their computer problems. They're like, you fix it.
You sound like a pretty technically savvy kind of guy, Jonathan. Would that be right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard about these web-centered or these online operating systems, like the rumored Google operating system?
Not yet. I actually haven't got a chance to look into that yet. I'm actually getting into more of a Linux now because they have the CDs that you can just pop on your drive and run off the operating system just from the CD.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I've yet to actually try it, which might be an interesting way to give Linux a try without actually having to go through the process of installing it. They have self-booting CDs where what you do, Mark, is you turn your computer off, you pop in this CD with Linux on it, you turn your computer on, and you boot into Linux, but nothing happens to your Windows. It's still there on your computer. It's just booting the operating system from the CD. So it might be an interesting way to play around.
Nopix is a good one for that, and so is FreeSpire.
Very good. Thanks for the
Windows
recommendations tonight,
Linux
dude. We don't want to get too techie on the show because, you know, this is a general interest program and we can't just, you know, it's not Kim Commando, for instance, but thank you for the call tonight, dude.
Well, I also want to let you know that first-time talk show listener and first-time caller.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Congratulations. So, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We can go to a certain point, but you've got to always keep these computing discussions on a level that Mark can at least wrap his head around. If Mark is gazing off with a glazed look in his eye, then we know we've gone too far. So we continue here. 800-259-9231. If you're ever confused about something, call in. We'll be happy to clarify it for you.
I'm a whiz in Microsoft Word, I can tell you that.
Hey, still to come here, the update on the poll results. I know you guys have been collecting and collating through the last 3 hours. We'll check in with you guys here in a moment on that. But first, a quick email from Steven. He says, upon reading a smear piece recently rehashed from the New Republic, you remember the one where they attacked Ron Paul for the alleged racism in his newsletters?
Right.
Which it was racism, but they were alleging it was Ron Paul's racism, right. And it wasn't. It was someone else. He says, I started thinking about why these things happen. In order to make my point, I have to back up a moment and propose a problem that comes with newfound freedom. Liberty must take hold somewhere first, i.e. it won't spontaneously be deployed across the country in one fell swoop. Let's take New Hampshire, for example. Let's assume the Free State Project succeeds. That's succeeds, not secedes. That we are successful, and New Hampshire has given back its liberty. Many new opportunities will arise everywhere. However, the most noticeable and earliest of these opportunities could very well be industries that are associated with sex, drugs, and gambling.
I would think that would be likely.
Why? Well, because these industries are currently some of the most prohibited by the law. I propose that the early adopters of this new freedom would most likely be people that realize that businesses that are prohibited in the entire surrounding region will be lucrative in New Hampshire. In very short order, New Hampshire could be turned into a combat zone-like state, like one gigantic red light district. The citizens have their freedom, but now their towns are polluted because these legal yet undesirable businesses have converged en masse on a relatively small geographical area. Please comment on this dilemma. Now, and it's a good. This is a good question.
I think that there's sort of two faces to this. There's the sort of, some people believe that organized crime. Once you have gambling, you have organized crime, and that's just the way that is. And I did correspond with this emailer, and he wasn't talking about that specifically. But let's talk about that real quick. Organized crime not running Las Vegas right now. You know, it's turned into a business. Gambling's a business, and so is prostitution. And it's not the hustlers out there making the money.
Are the Indian casinos run by the mafia?
No. So
it's the mafia that runs gambling where it's prohibited. It's the organized crime that's involved in gambling where it's prohibited by law, because that's what organized crime does. They traffic.
They don't mess that much with gambling.
Well, but if they are going to, then that's something they can do. If it's a prohibited product or service, then it is the purview of the gangsters.
Well, you also have to consider, even if you're not going to have organized crime, I think what he's alluding to is, are people really going to want to have a casino at one end of the street and a brothel at the other? You have to ask yourself, is overnight, are we going to have heroin become legal, prostitution become legal, casino gambling become legal? I don't think that's the way it's likely to work, at least not in the short-term future. You're more likely to see marijuana get decriminalized.
It's probably going to be a slow process.
Some casino gambling, but the towns are probably still going to have some say over where you can build a casino.
Prostitution is essentially legal where we are, you know, in Florida. There are these underwear modeling places where you can go get an intimate massage.
An erotic massage.
Right, they're right there, right there, as you go down Highway 41 in Sarasota, Manatee counties. And I'm sorry, I'm just really sure that what they're doing in there is not modeling underwear and giving erotic massages. They're you know, doing some kind of prostitution or another, and somehow they are overlooked. They get busted now and then, but I'm thinking they're not giving the right payoffs or something to the cops. Yeah, does it affect the neighborhood? Sure, it does. In some cases, you'll have you know, these adult-oriented things in the worst part of town. Now, does that mean that makes that part of town the worst? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the real estate. But I can also tell you that there's some really great real estate sitting down the road from some of these, you know, adult places, and it doesn't seem to affect their bottom line at all, you know, the value of their property.
Well, you also have to assume if overnight, if we did have the scenario where everything became legal, government virtually disappeared or disappeared, you're also going to have much lower taxation, no regulation or taxation if you have no government. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly, I don't think it would just be what are currently illegitimate businesses taking off here. If this were the only place in the country that didn't have taxes, for example, you would probably see a lot of companies want to move mm-hmm. here, just what we think of now as legitimate businesses, because there's no taxation or regulation.
Right, it'd be an economic explosion.
Right, so I don't think you'd see just the smut businesses moving in.
And what I've proposed and all along is that they have, in fact, red light districts in given towns. That way, people can go to these places and have, you know, their freedom in the area that they want to have it, while at the same time, everyone else isn't bothered by it. If you have your casinos and your, you know, I don't think casinos are a problem. I think a casino is great. I think they look fantastic.
Yeah.
But if you have your, prostitution and, a certain area, then I think that people will want to go to those areas. It'll help business for those prostitution places rather than, having them all spread around the city. I think that it won't affect property values that way. That would be the very best thing for, you know, a place like New Hampshire. It really works.
Well, and these are definitely things we're going to come up against as these issues come up for discussion, as we see more civil disobedience in regards to some of these issues like legalizing drugs or re-legalizing drugs. These are going to be questions that are going to be asked that we'll need to have good answers to. And I want to come back and continue this discussion and take your calls as well if you've got them. 800-259-9231, because there are those people out there that they want to shield their children from even seeing a porn store, for instance. And those are going to be the people we're going to be debating against. So is there any way we can set their minds at ease? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office.
Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. So head over and shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, if you need movies, lingerie, and marital aids, AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off if you enter through AdamEve.com/talk. Continuing here with an email from Stephen, he's bringing up what I think is an objection that we are going to hear in the future. As the message of liberty continues to penetrate into the population and people start to get it, and more people are hungering for their freedom back, then inevitably some people are going to come up with the objection that, well, wait a minute, we can't do this freedom thing. There might be too many prostitutes. There might be too many drug businesses. We don't want to turn our whole state, for instance, New Hampshire, into a big red light district. What about the families? What about the children? You can hear people almost coming up with this objection.
I can tell you that I really wouldn't be terribly interested in having a brothel right across the street from my house.
Well, of course, it would be up to the business or to the landowner, the property owner across the street, whether or not he wanted to rent to a brothel mm-hmm. in the first place. So there may be some level of business ostracism that might be a factor. If, for instance, a religious zealot owns a bunch of property, clearly he's not going to allow a brothel to open up on his property.
Right. Well, a brothel is a funny sort of business. Since you can operate your business in bedrooms, they can actually use houses.
Right.
And in, a world where there is no government at all to control these kind of things, where there's no zoning rules at all and that kind of stuff, then you're talking about, yes, there very well could be a brothel right across the street because it would be run out of a house.
And you might not even know about it necessarily.
No, you'd know about it.
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
if it was one gal running a brothel, perhaps not. But if there's seven ladies in there applying their wares,
yeah. But if, I don't know. I mean,
where are these gentlemen going to park?
Well, that's an issue.
Are the girls going to park?
Well, there would be people parking in the street, but what would you really see of the activity? Men park in the street, they walk in the door, they walk out.
But now, wait a minute.
How about the staggering? You think there'll be some staggering?
Wait a minute. The parking.
Because I drove a cab, and I can tell you that it, you know, when I was during the day, I wasn't driving very many guys to these lingerie modeling places. But at night, when they were S-faced, I was driving a whole bunch of them.
That's true at McDonald's too. People usually go to McDonald's when they're drunk and high quite often.
I drove to a lot of restaurants for people that were sober, and I'm telling you that now, perhaps that's true for McDonald's, but I don't know. I haven't looked at the statistics on this. I think Taco Bell might really have that market, actually. But you're gonna have a lot of problems.
I don't
if you
think
don't
the parking
do some kind of zoning rules.
No, you're not, because you're talking about a world in private property. Okay, we're talking about a world where private property is respected and everything's based off of that. So parking would be a major
issue. No, we're talking about changing. We're talking about a free state being successful, and it's only going to be successful in increments. And so
I know that, Mark, but the theory here, the question is, what if it all happens at once? And
is that really what the question is?
Well, he's talking about gambling and prostitution. Well, you know, what if we got our liberty?
I think people are far more concerned with what's going to happen, you know, in the next 2 years than what they are in the next 20.
Well, remember that we don't have zoning already in some New Hampshire town, so it's not that we necessarily have to get rid of it. Let's say one of these.
Those aren't towns, Nick. Those are optimistic gas stations. There are only a few towns in New Hampshire. I'm sorry.
That's true, but you could have some down the street within view of your house, theoretically. The whole, it's not just part of the town doesn't have zoning. There are some areas that don't have zoning where you might considerably have two houses within eye shot of each other. So the argument could still apply. Are they going to, you know, if brothels are legal or
I would think
whatever
it would
activity.
Seem to me that if you're going to open a brothel, you would have to do it in some kind of populated area. And
of course,
it would be those populated areas. They would need to set aside some area for the, you know, the sort of the red light district that would be a way that
but
would sort of
that's
be,
requiring some government intervention.
I'm telling you what's going to work, Ian, not what you would like to see.
Well, how dare you suggest that government central planning works, Mark?
I'm suggesting.
Why don't you let people do business on their own and make decisions for themselves? How about that?
Because
Mr. Know-It-All.
We've done that, Ian. Look what we got.
What are you talking about?
Well yeah, there's.
Houston's doing just fine.
No compromises,
zoning.
And look what we've got, my friend. No compromises. I demand all freedom right now. And do they care what you think?
I don't really get your point, Mark.
Okay. The bureaucrats.
We're talking about the future where
Americans
we can actually
are concerned
have freedom.
With their families.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about how to successfully move from what we've got now in New Hampshire
mm-hmm.
to what we would have in the future, you know, more freedom. And I'm telling you that the only way to successfully get it is through incrementally, and that way is through zoning.
So now you're arguing for zoning, Mark.
Do you want freedom?
That's not zoning.
Okay, I'd like freedom from zoning first. I don't really care about brothels or pot bars or gambling. None of those things really matter to me. I would prefer to have freedom from zoning.
So, but you just argued for zoning a moment ago. Now you're talking
I'm telling you how you would get freedom in the area of pot bars, prostitution, and gambling. Is that not what we were talking about?
I don't think that will stop the anti-pot bar, anti-gambling, anti-prostitution people from continuing to lobby against that idea. The
it
idea
would take their biggest argument, their most, you know, the argument that people would respond to the most, and it would do away with it.
Well, I'm talking about answering these objections without without relying on some governmentally imposed solution.
Well, sure, you've got a pie-in-the-sky thing that you're talking about.
Fact of the matter, though, Mark, is that your side hasn't worked either. Asking for brothels with zoning, the people who want to move significantly towards liberty but they want to make some concessions along the way.
There's not enough cry for these things.
Right, but you can make the same argument that there's just not enough people making the cry on the anarcho-capitalist side either. Neither side has really moved liberty forward in the last couple decades. We've just kind of backslid and maybe held our ground on a couple issues. I'll admit that it might be pragmatic to make some, you know, zoning might still be here. Will
I'm sure it will
maybe
be.
You can
what if I don't
want
to have my business located right next door to my competitor? You're telling me I'm not going to have that freedom if I want to do business in the realm of selling marijuana.
I would think that would be a point to bring up after you have a business.
Well,
because currently, you don't. Not in the prostitution, pot bar, or gambling arena, because it's illegal in New Hampshire.
That's a nice dodge, Mark.
But well, we do have a real-world incremental reform right now, on marijuana reform in New Hampshire to decriminalize up to an ounce and a quarter of marijuana mm-hmm. and make it a $200 fine. So would you say that's a step forward, Ian? Or would you just...
Oh, I'd say it's a step forward. I support incremental change as long as we're moving in the right direction.
Well, what I'm proposing is logical steps. And logical increments, Ian.
Well, it's not logical to have government bureaucrats decide for you where you can put your house or your business, and that's what zoning's all
but
about.
But it is logical to fine an adult for possessing a small amount of marijuana.
No, it's outrageous, and I wouldn't recommend anyone pay those fines.
Right, but I think that's where Mark's coming from here, is you might not get the whole pie at once. You have to
I understand where Mark's coming from here. And I'm talking about responding to the objection about, well, what would happen if we had real freedom where people could build what they want, where they want? How do we respond to that objection? And what I would suggest is that you'll never be able to convert those who want total, you know, they want to shield their children from seeing, you know, a girl in a bathing suit walking down the street. They want to shield their, this is the mentality we're talking about, the people that want to shield their children from the realities of life. We're never going to win with those folks completely. We're never going to be able to convince them to allow these things in the areas that they live in. What I hope that we can do is eventually, you know, show them that these things are going on whether they like them or not, and that if they want the freedom to educate their kids in what way they want to educate them, to send them to religious schools, for instance, to try to give them the perks of how freedom would benefit them from their viewpoint, then they have to understand that in order to have freedom for themselves, they're going to have to respect others and allow those other people to have the freedom to do the things they want to do. Inevitably, there are going to be people that just won't want to allow that, and we're going to conflict with those people, I think. I don't think there is any real good answer to that.
I'm not sure I entirely conflict. If somebody opened a brothel across the street from my house, I can see me having a lot of problems with living there.
Go
still.
Move into a deed-restricted neighborhood where that kind of thing can't happen.
That's
all right.
I probably would.
Invest. There's your solution.
Well, that would happen. I don't think people really like the idea of being, you know, moving from today where we don't have, you know, where they don't have that problem to deal with, to you presenting them with a very big problem, a problem where they move and they don't want to move from their house, the house that they love and the house they enjoy. Yay! Look what freedom has wrought me. You're not supplying that person with answers. Freedom's all about answers. And, you know, this whole total freedom thing, foisting it up on people, it's yucky.
Yeah, but brothels aren't a unique problem. What if somebody wanted to build a trucking company across the street from you? I take it you don't...
You can't run a trucking company out of a house. There is currently a big house across the street from
you. You live in an industrial area where there's a U-Haul across the street from you as well.
It's a commercial area.
I'm asking if there's no zoning. You don't believe in zoning, correct?
Mostly, no.
So, okay, do you, don't you?
When it comes to brothels, I do.
Okay, but somebody can build a trucking company and run trucks at all hours of the night?
They do run trucks across the street from me. It's a U-Haul place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, it's just your objection. You know, you've got one thing you object to, and everybody's got something they would object to. I wish we had more time, but we don't. We're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, we'll talk about Ron Paul then.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body...